Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
Hi, I'm Robert Naiman. I'm Policy Director at Just Forum Policy, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that works to reform U.S. foreign policy so that it reflects the values and interests of the majority of Americans. Newly elected French President François Hollande is coming to Illinois this week for the NATO summit. On the agenda will be Hollande's promise to speed the withdrawal of French troops from Afghanistan. Press reports have suggested President Obama may try to get Hollande to renege on his pledge. That would be a waste of a unique opportunity for Obama to agree with Hollande on a common plan for speeding the withdrawal of all foreign forces. In principle, Obama and Hollande already agree on ending the war. In a recent radio address, President Obama said the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan would free up money to help rebuild the U.S. economy. After more than a decade of war, it is time to focus on nation building here at home, President Obama said. But President Obama still has a policy in place that doesn't make sense in light of this agreement in principle on withdrawing troops. If we agree on bringing our troops out, why wait until 2014 or longer? In addition to the Americans and Afghans who will be killed if we keep tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan until 2014 or longer, there is a real economic cost to keeping our Afghanistan policy on autopilot. Reports on Republican plans to cut domestic spending in order to protect military spending have noted that the annual costs of the food stamp program, now serving 46 million Americans, are projected to reach $80 billion. Does that seem huge? Here's what we're slated to spend on the Afghanistan war this year, $88.5 billion. Which is more important, making sure 46 million Americans have enough food to eat, or keeping Afghan war policy on autopilot until 2014, though we aren't accomplishing anything that justifies keeping 88,000 U.S. troops in harm's way? The overwhelming majority of Americans, including the majority of Republicans, want U.S. troops to come home from Afghanistan soon, not tarry until 2014. Hollande's election is a chance to turn the page. The American people agree our troops should come out. Wouldn't it be better to withdraw all our troops faster together than have other countries withdraw sooner and leave U.S. troops in Afghanistan all alone? You can learn more about U.S. foreign policy and what you can do to help reform it at our website, www.justforeignpolicy.org.
The Public Square is a place for you to comment on whatever subject you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Opinions reflect those of the speaker. For information or to submit a commentary, visit our website, will.illinois.edu.